Surat Al-Fatiha. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, all praise is for Allah, the Rabb of the worlds, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. O Allah, you alone we worship, and you alone we call on for help. O Allah, guide us to the right way, the way of those whom you have favored, not of those who have earned your wrath, or of those who have lost the way. Surat Al-Baqarah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book in which there is no doubt. It is a guide for those who are God-conscious, who believe in the unseen, who establish Salah and spend in charity out of what we have provided for their sustenance, who believe in the revelation which is sent to you and the revelations which were sent before you, and firmly believe in the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Rabb, and they are the ones who will attain salvation. In fact, as for those who reject faith, it is the same whether you warn them or you don't. They will not believe. Allah has sealed their hearts and their hearing. Their eyes are covered, and there is a grievous punishment for them. There are some people who say, "We believe in Allah and the last day," yet they are not true believers. They try to deceive Allah and the believers. However, they deceive none except themselves, yet they do not realize it. There is a disease of deception in their heart, and Allah lets their disease increase, and they shall have painful punishment for the lies they have told. When it is said to them, "Do not make mischief on earth," they say, "We make peace." Beware, they are the ones who make mischief, but they do not realize it. When it is told to them, "Believe as the others believe," they sarcastically ask, "Should we believe like fools?" Be aware, they themselves are the fools, if only they could understand. When they meet the believers, they say, "We are believers," but when they are alone with their shaitans, they say, "We are really with you. We were only mocking the believers." Allah will throw back their mockery on them and leave them alone in their trespasses, so they wander to and fro like the blind. These are the people who barter guidance for error, but their bargain is profitless, and they are not going to be guided. Their example is that of a man who kindled a fire. When it illuminated all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in utter darkness. They could see nothing. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will never return to the right way. Or another example is that of a dark storm cloud in the sky, charged with thunder and lightning. They press their fingers to their ears at the sound of each stunning thunderclap for fear of death. Allah is encircling the unbelievers from all sides. The lightning terrifies them as if it were going to snatch away their eyesight. Whenever it flashes, they walk on. When it becomes dark, they stand still. And if Allah wanted, He could have totally taken away their hearing and their sight. For Allah has power over everything. O mankind, worship your Rabb who created you and created those who came before you. By doing this, you may expect to guard yourself against evil. It is He who has made the earth a floor for you and the sky a canopy, and it is He who sends down rain from the sky for the growth of fruits for your sustenance. Therefore, do not knowingly set up rivals to Allah. If you are in doubt as to whether the revelations which we have sent to our servant are from us or not, then produce one surah like this and call your witnesses besides Allah to assist you if you are right in your claim. But if you are unable to do so, and you can never do so, then fear the hell fire, whose fuel is men and stones, which is prepared for the unbelievers. Give glad tidings to those who believe in this book and do good deeds in accordance with its teachings, that for them There will be gardens beneath which rivers flow. Whenever they will be given fruits to eat, they will say, "This is similar to the one we used to eat before on earth." For the fruits will resemble the fruits on the earth for their easy identification and enjoyment. And for them there will be chaste virgin spouses, and they shall live therein forever. Allah does not mind using the similitude of a gnat or an even more insignificant creature to teach a lesson. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Rabb. But the unbelievers say, "What does Allah mean by such a similitude?" By such a similitude, Allah confounds many and enlightens many. He confounds none except the transgressors, those who break Allah's covenant after accepting it, and who cut aside what Allah has ordered to be united and cause mischief on earth. It is they who are the losers. How can you deny Allah? Did he not give you life when you were lifeless? And will he not cause you to die and again bring you to life? And will you not ultimately return to him? It is he who has created for you all that there is in the earth, and directed himself towards the sky, and fashioned it into seven heavens. He has perfect knowledge of everything. Note that occasion when your Rabb said to the angels, "I am going to place a vicegerent on earth." They said, "Will you place there one who will make mischief and shed blood while we sing your praises and glorify your name?" Allah said, "I know what you know not." He taught Adam the names of all things. Then he presented the things to the angels and said, "Tell me the names of these if what you say is true." "Glory to you," they replied. "We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. In fact, you are the one who is perfect in knowledge and wisdom." Allah said, "O Adam, tell them the names." When Adam told them the names, Allah said, "Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal?" When we ordered the angels, "Prostrate before Adam in respect," they all prostrated except Iblis, who refused in his arrogance and became a disbeliever. To Adam we said, "Dwell with your wife in paradise, and eat anything you want from its bountiful food from wherever you wish, but do not approach this tree, or you shall both become transgressors." But Shaitan tempted them with the tree to disobey Allah's commandment and cause them to be expelled from paradise. And we said, "Get out from here, some of you being enemies to others, and there is for you in the earth an abode and provisions for a specified period." Then Adam received appropriate words from his Rabb and repented, and Allah accepted his repentance. Surely he is the acceptor of repentance, the merciful. "Get down from here, all of you," we said at the time of Adam's departure from paradise. "Henceforth there shall come to you guidance from me. Those who accept and follow it shall have nothing to fear or to regret. But those who reject and defy our revelations will be inmates of hell fire, wherein they shall live forever. O children of Israel, remember my favors which I bestowed upon you. Fulfill your covenant with me, and I will fulfill my covenant with you, that you should fear none but me. Believe in my revelations, which are confirming your scriptures. Do not be the first one to deny my revelations, and do not sell them for a petty price. Fear me and me alone. Do not mix the truth with falsehood or knowingly conceal the truth. Establish salah, give zakah, and bow down with those who bow down in worship. Would you ask others to be righteous and forget to practice it yourselves, even though you read your holy book? Have you no sense? Seek Allah's help with patience and salah. It is hard to be patient and to be punctual in offering salah, except for those who fear Allah, who are certain in their mind that they are going to meet their Rabb and that they are going to return to Him for final judgment. O children of Israel, remember my favors which I bestowed upon you, that I exalted you above all other nations. Guard yourselves against the day on which one soul shall not avail another. No intercession shall be accepted, no ransom shall be taken, and no help shall be given. Remember how we delivered you from the people of Pharaoh. They had subjected you to severe torment, killing your sons and sparing your daughters. You were facing a tremendous trial from your Rabb, and we parted the Red Sea for you, taking you to safety and drowned Pharaoh's people before your very eyes. Remember when we communed with Musa for 40 nights, and in his absence you took the calf for worship, thus committing a wicked transgression. Even then we forgave you, so that you might become grateful. We gave Musa the holy book and the criterion of right and wrong, so that you might be rightly guided. Remember when Musa returned with the divine book, he said to his people, O my people, you have indeed grievously wronged yourselves by taking the calf for worship. So turn in repentance to your Creator and slay the culprits among you. That will be best for you in his sight. He accepted your repentance. Surely he is the forgiving, the merciful. Remember when you said, O Musa, we shall never believe until we see Allah with our own eyes. A thunderbolt struck you while you were looking on, and you fell dead. Then we raised you up after your death so that you might be grateful. And we even provided you the shade of clouds and sent down to you manna and salva, saying, Eat of the good things we have provided for you. In spite of these favors, your forefathers violated our commandments. However, by violating our commandments, they did not harm us, but they harmed their own souls. Remember when we said, Enter this town and eat whatever you wish to your heart's content. Make your way through the gates with humility, saying, We repent. We shall forgive you your sins, and we shall increase the provisions for the righteous among you. But the wrongdoers changed our words from that which they were asked to say, so we sent down a scourge from heaven as a punishment for their transgression. Remember the time when Musa prayed for water for his people. We said, Strike the rock with your staff. Thereupon 12 springs came out of it. Each tribe was assigned its own drinking place. Then they were commanded, Eat and drink of what Allah has provided, and do not create mischief in the land. Remember when you said, O Musa, we cannot endure one kind of food. Call on your Rabb to give us a variety of food which the earth produces, such as green herbs, cucumbers, garlic, lentils, and onions. What? Musa asked. Would you exchange the better for the worse? If that's what you want, go back to some city. There you will find what you have asked for. Gradually they became so degraded that shame and misery were brought upon them, and they drew upon themselves the wrath of Allah. This was because they went on rejecting the commandments of Allah and killed his prophets unjustly. Furthermore, it was the consequence of their disobedience and transgression. Rest assured that believers, Jews, Christians, and Sabaeans, whoever believes in Allah in the last day and performs good deeds will be rewarded by their Rabb. They will have nothing to fear or to regret. Remember, O children of Israel, when we took a covenant from you and when we lifted the mount over your heads, saying, Hold firmly to what we have given you and follow the commandments therein, so that you may guard yourself against evil. But even after that, you backed out. If there would not have been the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, you surely would have been among the losers. You very well know the story of those who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. We ordered them, Be detested apes. Thus we made their fate an example to their own people and to succeeding generations, and a lesson to those who are God-conscious. Remember the incident when Musa said to his people, Allah commands you to sacrifice a cow. They replied, Do you ridicule us? Musa answered, I seek the protection of Allah from being one of the ignorant. Request your Rabb, they said, to give us some details of that cow. Musa replied, Allah says the cow should neither be too old nor too young, but of middle age. Do therefore what you are commanded. Request your Rabb again, they said, to clarify for us her color. Musa replied, Allah says the said cow should be of a rich and deep yellow color, pleasing to the eyes. Again they said, Request your Rabb to clarify for us the exact type of cow she should be, for to us all cows look alike. If Allah wills, we shall be rightly guided. Musa replied, Allah says the said cow should have neither been used to till the soil nor water the fields, a healthy one, free from any blemish. Now you have brought us the accurate description, they said. Then they slaughtered her, after they had nearly declined. And remember the incident when you killed a man and started disputing as to who killed him. Allah made it known what you concealed. So we said, Strike the dead body with a piece of the slaughtered cow. That's how Allah brought the dead to life, to show you his signs, so that you may understand his power to restore life. But even after seeing that, your hearts became hard like a rock, or even harder. For there are some rocks from which rivers gush out, and there are some which break asunder, and water comes out of them. And there are some which fall down with fear of Allah, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. Do you, O believers, still hope that they will believe in what you say, when some of them have already heard the word of Allah and perverted it knowingly after they understood it? When they meet the believers, they say, We too are believers. But when they meet each other in private, they say, Would you disclose to the believers what Allah has revealed to you, so that they may use it as an argument against you in the court of your Rabb? Have you no sense? Do they not really know that Allah knows what they conceal and what they reveal? Among them there are some illiterates who do not know their holy book. They follow their own desires and do nothing but conjecture. Woe to those who write the book with their own hands and then say, This is from Allah, so that they may sell it for a petty price. Woe to them for what their hands have written, and woe to them for what they have earned. The Jews say, The fire shall not touch us except for a few days. Ask them, Have you obtained such a promise from Allah which you would not break, or do you assert against Allah what you do not know? Yea, those who commit evil and become encircled in sin are the inmates of hell fire. They shall live there forever. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they will be residents of paradise and live there forever. Remember when we took a covenant from the children of Israel, You shall worship none but Allah, be good to your parents, relatives, orphans, and destitute, speak fair to the people, establish Salah and pay Zakah. But you broke the covenant, except a few of you, and you paid no heed. Also remember another covenant which we took from you, that you shall not shed blood among yourselves, and you shall not expel your own people from your homes. You confirmed it, and you are witness to it. Yet there you are, killing your own people, expelling a group amongst you from their homes, backing each other with sin and aggression, and if they come to you as captives, you trade them for ransoms, whereas their expulsion was unlawful for you to begin with. Do you believe in a part of your holy book and reject the rest? So what other punishment do such people among you who believe like this deserve than disgrace in this world and to be driven to grievous punishment on the day of judgment? Allah is not unaware of what you do. Such are the people who trade the life of this world at the expense of the hereafter, so neither their punishment shall be lightened, nor shall they be helped. To Musa we gave the book, and sent after him other rasuls in succession. Then we gave Isa, the son of Miriam, clear signs, and strengthened him with the Holy Spirit. Why is it that whenever there came to you a rasul, with a message which did not suit your desires, you became so arrogant that some of them you called imposters and others you killed. They say, our hearts are insecure rappers, but the fact of the matter is that Allah has cursed them for their disbelief. So, little is that which they believe. Now when there has come to them a book from Allah confirming the holy books of Torah and Gospel which they already have, even though before this they used to pray for victory against the unbelievers, when there came to them that which they very well recognized, they knowingly rejected it. Allah's curse is on such disbelievers. Ridiculous is the price for which they have sold away their souls, that they deny Allah's revelation merely because of their grudge that Allah should send His grace on whom He pleases from His servants. They have drawn on themselves wrath upon wrath, and for such disbelievers there is a disgraceful punishment. When they are asked to believe in what Allah has revealed, they reply, "We only believe in what Allah has sent to us, and we reject what is beside that, while it is the truth confirming their own scriptures." Well, ask them, if you sincerely believe in what was sent to you, why did you kill the prophets of Allah who were sent to you from amongst yourselves before? Musa came to you with clear signs. No sooner was he away from you than you committed evil by worshipping the calf. Remember when we took a covenant from you, and we lifted the Mount of Tur over your heads, saying, take what we have given you firmly and listen to our commandments. You replied, we have heard, but we will not obey. So much was the love of that calf in their hearts due to their unbelief. Tell them, if you are real believers, then why does your faith prompt you to do such evil things? Say, O Muhammad, if the home of the hereafter is exclusively for you and not for the rest of mankind, then wish for death if you are true in your claim. But they will never wish for death, because they are fully aware of the consequences of what they have sent before them for the hereafter, and Allah knows the mentality of the wrongdoers. You will find them the greediest of men for life, even greedier than the mushrikeen. Each one of them wishes to be given a life of 1,000 years, but the grant of such a life will not save them from the punishment, for Allah is watching whatever they do. Say, O Muhammad, whoever is the enemy of Jibreel should know that he revealed this Quran to your heart by Allah's command, which confirms previous scriptures and is a guidance and good news for the believers. Let them know that whoever is an enemy to Allah, His angels, His Rasuls, Jibreel, and Mikael, Allah is an enemy to such unbelievers. We have sent down to you clear revelations. No one can deny them except the transgressors. Has it not been the case that every time they made a covenant, a group of them threw it aside? But the fact is that most of them are faithless. Whenever there came to them a Rasul from Allah, confirming their own holy book, a group from those to whom the book was given cast off the book of Allah behind their backs as if they knew nothing about it, and accepted what the shaitans falsely attributed to the kingdom of Suleiman. Not that Suleiman was an unbeliever, it was the shaitans who were unbelievers. They taught witchcraft to the people, and that which was revealed to the two angels, Harut and Marut, in the city of Babylon. Yet these two angels never taught magic to anyone without saying, we have been sent to tempt you, do not renounce your faith. In spite of this warning, those people kept on learning from the angels, the magic of which could cause discord between husband and wife, although they could harm none with it except with Allah's permission. They learned indeed what harmed them and did not profit them, even though they knew fully well that the buyers of magic would have no share in the happiness of the hereafter. Surely they sold their souls for a bad price, if they could understand it. If they would have believed and kept themselves away from evil, there would have been a better reward with Allah, if they could understand it. O believers, Do not say to our Rasul Ra'ina, but say Unzorna, and listen to him carefully, and remember that there is a painful punishment for the unbelievers. The unbelievers among the people of the book and the mushrikeen would never wish that any good be sent down to you, O Muhammad, from your Rabb. But Allah chooses for his special mercy whom he pleases, and Allah is the most gracious. We do not abrogate any of our verses of the Quran or cause it to be forgotten, except that we substitute it with something better or similar. Don't you know that Allah has full power over everything? Do you not know that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and that besides Allah you have no protector or helper? Do you intend to ask questions from your Rasul as Musa was questioned before? But whoever barters belief for unbelief has indeed lost the direction of the right way. Many among the people of the book wish they could somehow turn you back to unbelief due to their selfish envy after the truth has become quite clear to them. Forgive them and bear with them until Allah brings about his decision. Rest assured that Allah has power over everything. Establish salah and pay zakah, and whatever good you send ahead of you to the hereafter for yourselves, you shall find it with Allah. Surely Allah is watching all your actions. They say, none shall enter paradise except the one who is a Jew or a Christian. These are their vain desires. Say, O Muhammad, let us have your proof if you are right in your claim. Yea, whoever submits himself entirely to Allah and is good to others will be rewarded by his Rabb and will have nothing to fear or to regret. The Jews say, the Christians are not on the right track. And the Christians say, it is the Jews who are not on the right track. Yet both of them read their holy books. And those who have no knowledge say like to what both of them say. So Allah will judge between them in their dispute on the day of judgment. Who is more unjust than the one who prevents people from the masjid of Allah, forbids the mention of his name therein, and strives to ruin them? It is not proper for such people to enter in them except with his fear. For them there is disgrace in this world and grievous punishment in the hereafter. To Allah belong the east and the west. Whichever direction you turn your face, there is the presence of Allah. Surely Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. They say Allah has taken to himself a son. Allah is above such things. Rather, to him belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth. All are obedient to him. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. When he decrees a thing, he needs only to say be, and there it becomes. Those who have no knowledge ask, why does Allah not speak to us face to face or send us a sign? The same demand was made by those before them. They all have the same mentality. We have already shown clear signs to those whose faith is firm. What clearer sign could there be than this book? We have sent you with the knowledge of the truth and made you the bearer of good news and warning. Now you will not be called upon to answer about the actions of the companions of the blazing fire. The Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you until you follow their faith. O Muhammad, tell them, Allah's guidance is the only guidance. And if after all the knowledge you have received, you yield to their desires, there shall be none to protect you or help you from the wrath of Allah. Those to whom we have given the book and who read it as it ought to be read, they are the ones who believe in it. As for those who reject it, they are for sure the losers. O children of Israel, remember the special favor which I bestowed upon you, that I exalted you above all other nations. Guard yourselves against the day when one soul shall not avail another, no ransom shall be taken, no intercession shall profit anyone, and no help shall be given. Remember when Ibrahim was tested by his Rabb with certain commands. He fulfilled them. Allah said, "Surely I will make you the leader of mankind." "What about my offspring?" asked Ibrahim. "My pledge," said Allah, "will not apply to the evildoers." Remember when we made the house a center and sanctuary for mankind, saying, "Take the station of Ibrahim as a place of prayer." We entrusted Ibrahim and Ismail to cleanse our house for those who walk around it, who meditate in it, and who kneel and prostrate in prayers. Ibrahim said, "My Rabb, make this a secure town, and provide its people with plenty of food from fruits, those of them who believe in Allah and the last day." He answered, "As for those who do not, I shall also provide for them in this life, though in the hereafter I shall drag them to the torture of hellfire, and it is an evil destination indeed." Ibrahim and Ismail raised the foundations of the house and dedicated it by saying, "Accept this from us, O Rabb. You are the one who hears all and knows all. O Rabb, make us both Muslims and make our descendants a nation that will be Muslims. Teach us our rites of worship and forbear our shortcomings. Surely you are the acceptor of repentance, the merciful. O Rabb, appoint from among them a Rasul who shall recite to them your revelations and teach them the book and the wisdom and sanctify them. Surely you are the Almighty, the Wise." Who but a foolish man would renounce the faith of Ibrahim? We chose him in this worldly life, while in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. When his Rabb asked him, "Be a Muslim," he answered, "I have become a Muslim to the Rabb of the world." This was the legacy that Ibrahim left to his sons, and so did Yaqub when he said, "O my sons, Allah has chosen you for this deen. Therefore, die not unless you are Muslims." Were you present when death approached Yaqub? He asked his sons, "Who will you worship after me?" They replied, "We will worship the same one God who is your Rabb and the Rabb of our forefathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Isaac, and to him we will submit as Muslims." They were a people who have passed away. They shall reap the fruits of what they did, and you shall for what you do. You shall not be questioned about what they did. Jews and Christians say, "Be Jews or Christians, you shall then be rightly guided." O Muhammad, say, "By no means. We follow the faith of Ibrahim, the upright one, and he was not one of the mushrikeen." Say, "We believe in Allah and that which is revealed to us, and what was revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Isaac, Yaqub, and their descendants, and that which was given to Musa, Isa, and other prophets from their Rabb. We do not discriminate any of them, and to Allah we have surrendered ourselves. So, if they accept Islam like you, they shall be rightly guided. If they reject it, they will surely fall into dissension. Allah will be your sufficient defender against them, and he hears and knows everything." Baptism is from Allah, and who is better than Allah in baptizing? Him do we worship. Say, O Muhammad, would you dispute with us concerning Allah, who is our Rabb and your Rabb as well? We shall be accountable to him for our deeds, and you for yours. To him alone we are devoted. Do you claim that Ibrahim, Ismail, Isaac, Yaqub, and their descendants were all Jews or Christians? Are you more knowledgeable than Allah? Who is more wicked than the one who hides the testimony received from Allah? Allah is not unaware of what you do. That was a nation who has already passed away. They are responsible for what they did, and you are for what you do. You shall not be questioned about their deeds. That was a nation who has already passed away. They are responsible for what they did, and you are for what you do. You shall not be questioned about their